Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to The Zurian Show, and as always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. As for us, we are doing just fine. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to touch on a topic that is quite interesting to me, and it's interesting because it affects us all in different ways. What do I mean it affects us all in different ways? Well, all of us are, one, individuals. That's really obvious. And the other one is we all are kind of part of different tribes, be it it's your family tribe, as in the people that you grew up with, be it that it's the tribe that you have in your household, be it that the school that you belong to or the team that you favor or the sport that you favor or any of a number of different things. Some people, it's cultural things that put them into a certain tribe. Some, it's just deaf things of preference. But there's a series of different categories of tribes, but there's also a whole different series of different types of individuals, and how each individual that decides they want to be part of a tribe or decides that they don't want to be part of a tribe actually go about the process and the things that they'll do to either maintain their individuality or to actually become more of the tribe. In some cases, a lot of people have actually given up a major amount of their individuality to actually be part of a different organization or a different tribe, so to speak. There's a gentleman that has got some really phenomenal information out there, Seth Golden. He has some interesting books out there, and one of his books is called Tribe or Tribal. And ladies and gentlemen, I would, of course, recommend that you take a look at that. He's got some really earth-shattering things that make a lot of common sense. But the gentleman is truly an amazing individual in the sense of the insight that he shares. So today we're going to touch on tribes and we're going to touch on individuals. And hopefully the goal that we have is to help each person understand a little bit more about this cultural thing, this tribe thing, also the importance of you actually being an individual, and also touching on the areas of are you losing your individuality, and also if you are part of a tribe, if you are part of an organization, if you are part of a particular industry and you really gravitate towards that industry, is it serving you or are you serving it? Are you really getting what you want out of it? Or are you just settling for what it throws you and accepting those little bones that are pitched to us on a regular basis? So again, today, the tribe and the individual is what I'd really like to speak with you about. And again, I hope that we can get some callers that would actually like to share some input on the subject at hand, because that would really make the show interesting. The show's going to be interesting regardless, but of course, with the listeners of the Zurian Show and Blog Talk calling in, it's going to be that more interesting because then it's not a one-sided conversation, even though I do very much try to make sure that I try to cover all bases. So the individual and the tribe is a very interesting thing. In life, we all have thousands of things going on. We also have thousands of different beliefs. And we also have millions of different opportunities that are afforded to each and every one of us on a regular basis because they're all around us. So one of those things is, again, belonging to a different organization or a group. Now, I am going to use a couple of different stories because I think that they're really fascinating in the sense of how things work. And if you agree, fine. If you don't agree, that's fine too. Well, one of the stories is about a young lady that I know. And this young lady is part of a motorcycle group. However, And there's nothing wrong with being part of a motorcycle group, and I really think that women that ride motorcycles is really cool. However, in talking to the individual on several different occasions, I've constantly listened to them put the group or the club or the tribe of the motorcycle club ahead of not only themselves, but their family. Not only themselves and their family, but of things that, you know, depending on your upbringing, would be considered things that matter most. And what matters most? Of course, your family matters a lot, you as an individual, because if you don't take care of you, then you can't take care of anybody else. If you have children or young ones, being able to actually take care of them appropriately. Now, I'm not saying that this young lady doesn't feed her children or any of that stuff. It's nothing like that. I'm not saying that the person doesn't work, you know, pay bills and all of that. What I'm saying is that when you listen to this individual talk, and I've heard other people do it, men and women, but when you listen to this individual talk, you hear them talk about the tribe, which is their motorcycle group, almost as if that motorcycle group was their family, almost as if that motorcycle group was actually giving something up for them, when in the case, from my purview and from the purview of other people that I've spoken with that have also observed this, this person is giving a lot more than they're receiving. So is it a win-win deal? More than likely it's not a win-win deal. Is it a win-lose deal? Yes, it's a win-lose deal. Now, I'm really not going to try to get into win-win and win-lose and all of that, but I want you to think about something. If you're giving of your heart and your soul, you know that everybody knows you're not always going to get back. However, what you're giving should be something that you get something back from it because you did it, because it contributed to someone else, be it their knowledge, be it maybe even their wealth, be it their well-being, be it their comfort zone. All of these things are valuable. So a win-lose situation isn't always a bad thing. But with a lot of people that have belonged to different cultures or different tribes, there is a constant win-lose, 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 win-lose. And the win-lose quotient of it actually falls upon the individual that's losing and the group or organization or the organizers of the group that are winning. So I find that a really interesting dynamic, in the sense that we all want success. We all want to succeed. However, a lot of us don't seem to realize that the groups that we belong to and that we have decided to serve in or serve with don't ever or very rarely serve us in any way. So what that would mean is that that group isn't contributing to your growth. They aren't contributing to your development. They're not contributing to your well-being. And in some cases, they're also not contributing to anybody else's. What they are contributing to is their ability to get what they want or to reach a particular goal that they've decided to reach that doesn't really benefit the whole. And when I say the whole, you as being part of the group are also part of the whole. Can you satisfy everyone? Of course not. Can you appease everyone? Of course not. However, there should be some give and take in a group or in the tribe that you belong to. So for you to say that, yeah, you've got to spend money that you don't have because you need to support your club, what is your club doing for you? And that's not necessarily a bad thing that you're supporting the club, but when does it become your turn, so to speak? Unless you're totally open and agreeable with the fact that your term is never going to come. But, you know, W.C. Fields would say, a sucker is born every second. Because your group, your club, your tribe should be something that contributes to you. And that could be your church. It could be your synagogue. It could be your mosque. It should contribute to you. And again, I don't really get on religion, and I try to stay away from religion. But ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you to know that the universe already knows what's going to happen. And it's given you 100,000 different avenues that it knows what the end is going to be. So each of us needs to be smart enough and wise enough to look at those choices and also try to foresee where we're going to end up as we monitor where we are going and where we are step by step so that we can get to the goal that's going to win. You know, it's like people that tell you, well, being rich is evil and having money is evil and all of that craziness. Well, ladies and gentlemen, again, look at what people are telling you and then evaluate it not with blinders on, but with open eyes. Not with the sun in your eyes and you can't see, but with some type of shade to where you can actually have an understanding of what's in front of you, not rose-colored glasses. And unfortunately, a lot of us that belong to different organizations, there's some really serious hypnotic rose-colored glasses being worn. Again, each individual is capable of greatness. That greatness is something that you were already born with. However, it is your job, it is your responsibility to find out which path you're supposed to go in, and it's also your job to seek out individuals and things that actually you shine in. You can shine in just about anything that you want to shine in, but don't let someone or some tribe point you in a direction that's going to lead you to being bitter, being upset with the world, feeling as though you didn't live or as though you blew something. Each and every one of us has responsibilities. Those responsibilities we have walked into, be it that we allowed somebody to position us for that particular circumstance or situation, or we've, with, again, open eyes, walked into it. So for the young lady that's in that motorcycle club, you know, I would hope that someone, maybe they'll point the show to her, will let her understand that, again, a group is supposed to be a powerful group, and that group is supposed to be working for the betterment of the whole or the betterment of the many. So it's the few helping to serve the many, okay? However, if that's not working, then there may be a problem and some reevaluation needs to go into place. I can't talk about any particular group or organization specifically, but it's really interesting. Another motorcycle group, I recently went to an event not too long ago, and the gentleman that was the founder of the organization, well, this organization is a large group, and the gentleman that's the founder of it is also, you know, a lead person in the group. Well, the group has grown to where they have thousands of members. Well, during one of the talks, the individual that was talking about, hey, you guys have the best-looking uniforms that there are in the nation, you know, and the group has had a great growth, and they've done some really great things. However, it's kind of arrogant when the person tells you that you have the best uniform on the planet, and that person's picture is on the uniform, okay? That's an opinion. That's not necessarily a fact, okay? It's an opinion that that person's uniform is the best on the world. Then the person said, we've also created an industry, which, again, kudos to that organization. They've grown an industry. They've got people that are marketing products and all of that. However, the individual is gaining a profit from every person that uses that person's face or that person's name and logo on their product. So don't get me wrong, but if you're getting paid, be it a little or a lot, you're gaining in ways that kind of jade you, kind of prejudice you to what's happening and what's developing. Now, the interesting thing about it is that after the person said these things that were very self-promoting, the group or the tribe chimed in with almost a standing ovation. And it was a standing ovation to what? The people in the group paid to be there. The people that were representatives didn't pay to be there. The people at the group paid for their hotels and their travel and all of that stuff. Several of the people that are in the upper echelons of this paid nothing, all right? They didn't come out their pocket for neither food nor drink, for neither hotel nor expenses. Now, some people would say, yes, well, that's part of the responsibility of leadership. As leadership, you know, you get certain perks. Okay, I'll give you that. But let's still call an apple, let's call an orange. There were still people that were benefiting at the cost of others. Now, the people in that tribe didn't seem to feel it, and it could have been a pretty expensive penny, but it was a quite interesting thing to look at. So today what I like to do, or what I'm doing, is I'm touching on several of these topics in the sense of the tribe versus the individual, you being able to actually get what you need from the tribe and the tribe from you. And that's whether you are part of a club, a job, a organization, a religious organization, a particular style, group, organization, friends, all of the above. Because, again, it should be a win-win. I mean, we could get into the whole dynamics of work and job and all of that stuff. You do 30 years, hopefully you'll retire, and hopefully you'll actually keep a retirement and you won't get robbed from it. But the question, again, one of the two most important questions in this entire conversation is the tribe. Do they serve you or do you serve them? Two, is it a win-win relationship or is it a win-lose relationship of some form where you're constantly, as the individual, falling on the lose side? The other question is, are you losing your individuality by being part of this tribe? Is this tribe taking a God-given right from you in the sense that you're not truly expressing your true self? So that's a question that I'd like everybody that is actually listening to the show, be it now or later on, not necessarily live, asking that question. Is the tribe serving you? Are you losing your individuality by being in the tribe? And is it a win-win situation or is it a tolerable win-lose situation because others or other particular needs are being met? Now, people normally want to belong. They just do. It's just the way that people are. You know, you get married or you find a significant other because you want companionship. You don't want to be alone. You join an organization and you wear their patch on your back or on your front, what have you. You belong to a group. I have no problem with tribes, okay? But I also believe that every group and every organization should serve a purpose, and that purpose should be for the betterment of the whole and not necessarily at the expense of the individual. And I can say that because I was a law enforcement officer with New York. I was a law enforcement officer with Virginia, and I was in the Marine Corps for 22 years, all right? Three different sets of types of tribes, and I was a martial artist. So four different sets of tribes. However, each one of these, in one way or another, made me and helped me to become a better person. As far as the Marine Corps, I contributed for my country and the safety of my country and people that agreed with the military and disagreed with the military. So, again, it was the few working for the whole and working for the betterment. On the side of the martial arts, I learned martial arts. It gave me discipline. It gave me physical ability. It gave me knowledge of the Oriental arts. It gave me a lot of wisdom. It gave me a lot of experience, and also it taught me how to have a lot of confidence to be able to do things that I do today and have done for years. But all of those things have helped me to become a better, stronger person, all right? Not necessarily rich. It's not about the money. It's not about status. It's about growing and being a positive force in the world that we live in and helping others to also obtain that same positivity and hopefully go beyond that. You know, each of us that have children want our children to be better than we were. We want our children to experience things that we never experienced. We want them to have opportunities that we never had. However, children or people that are younger, it is also your responsibility from the people that have brought you up in the tribe that you were brought up in to understand that they did the best with what they knew how to do. And now it's your turn to step up. It's your turn to somewhat repay what was given to you. And it's also your turn to respect the individuals that have stepped up for you, even if you don't have children, to respect the people that were in front of you and to share the gifts that you've been given so that people don't repeat the mistakes that you did or the mistakes that other people that you've known have done. Why? Because you've already walked that walk. You've already gone down that road. You've already seen the path. You know, I think it's really interesting. I was listening or reading a book not that long ago, and a gentleman was talking about, you know, in life, everything is a step by step. The person also said that, you know, the funniest thing is that people will get in their car, and they'll drive hundreds and thousands of miles, and except for to stop and get gas, they have no problem going where they're going. However, even in the dark of night, at any given time, the furthest that they can see on a street with no lights is about 200 yards. All right? So that 200 yards or 200 feet, whatever you want to call it, is all that they can see, but they're constantly facing total darkness. If they look behind them, they can see nothing. However, because they have the comfort zone of knowing that they're on the right road, which is sporadic signs that say I'm on I-95 or I'm on, you know, 66 or I'm on 81 or I'm on I-5, because they have those lights and those occasional signs that pop up, not looking at GPS, and depending on GPS too, these people confidently go in a direction that is going to get them to a certain point. However, in most people's lives, there is no GPS, okay? There is no road that you stay on that's paved. There is no headlights that point you in the direction to show you that you're good. Most of us live from day to day, yet we worry about something we can't do anything about, which is tomorrow, and we fret about something that we can't change, which was yesterday. So that would mean that the most important time in your life is your today, your right now, because the only thing that any of us have any control over is, guess what, our right now. So can the tribe make you safe? Not necessarily. There's a lot of people in the tribe that can't take care of themselves. So if they can't take care of themselves, they clearly can't take care of you. So the tribe isn't going to give you any more security than you can give yourself. And again, a lot of people in the tribe, they're holding on themselves. Why do you think a lot of people in different tribes never want to give up their leadership positions? Because they feel as though they have a position of power. And now we're going to go on to John Maxwell stuff, talking about positional leadership and all of that stuff. But you have to earn leadership. You have some people that want to live their lives or make other people live a dictatory type of life and environment or function in that environment. Is that right? No, because most of these people aren't in control of their own lives. They're not in control of their own minds. So how can they tell you what to do when they're not doing what they need to do? How can they dictate to you? How can they point out things to you when they're not following their own advice? That's why I tell people, please, ladies and gentlemen, talk to people that you know, like, and respect and trust. All right? Find mentors that are going to give you the truth whether you want to hear it or not, because the truth is something that you can work with. A lie is a falsehood that is still a lie no matter how you slice it. Find people that are knowledgeable and willing to share. Always try to communicate and deal with people that are also open to new things and willing to learn. I've run into hundreds of people, probably thousands of people, that think that they're the best thing since sliced bread. Well, guess what? They're not. And one of the reasons that they're not is because they're arrogant. They're rude. They're just obnoxious. They may have money. They may have power. They may have positional power. All right. However, they're not really good individuals. So why would you want to be around them? Why would you want to deal with them? But again, that's a whole nother show. Today, what we're talking about, again, is the tribe in you. Are you part of a tribe? Is that tribe serving you? Are you giving up and selling your soul, so to speak, for a group or an organization or people that don't care about you? There are a lot of people that can get more help from strangers than they can from people that they know. You know, it was interesting. I posted a thing not too long ago on one of the social medias, and I said, you know, in my lifetime, I've met people that were white, black, Hispanic, and all different types of ethnicities and, you know, sexual preferences, that all of the above and straight, that would give me the shirt off their back, that would do 1,000 things for me that my own family wouldn't do. However, I've met people who, if you were starving, wouldn't give you a piece of bread. Is the organization that you belong to, is the tribe that you belong to, one of those groups that wouldn't give you bread if you were starving because you broke a rule or because you didn't do something right or because you weren't part of the tribe? Or are they the people that are going to help you? Are they people that share useful and good knowledge with you that you can take and help you to develop and grow and become a better person so that you can help the next person and the next person? these are things that I'd really like you to think about. These are things that I'd really like you to consider when you're looking at the organizations that you're thinking about going into or the ones that you're already with. Be the best you that you can be. You don't need anybody to qualify it for you. You know, most people know the difference between right and wrong. Most people know the difference between good and bad. Most people know the difference between what they should do and what they shouldn't do. However, the most difficult fork in the road is two things: seeing an opportunity and then taking advantage of that opportunity. Don't get stuck being comfortable. Get stuck looking for constant improvement and then making gradual and slight changes towards those improvements. Don't stay on something that's a lose-lose situation and make it an even worse situation. Understand that you can create great industry. You can be great industry. You don't necessarily need somebody pointing you to go every little way. You know, when I used to manage systems and multi-million dollar contracts, I used to think that it was really amazing that I would basically, when I talked to people that were in the leadership team, I would say, okay, how would you guys like to handle it? What do you think is the best way to deal with this particular situation? Because these were people that were actually in the trenches doing the work. And I would get people that were offended because I didn't want to make up their minds for them. They got offended because I didn't want to step up and say, no, do it this way. And if I'd have said, do it this way, what they would have done was then complained that that wasn't what they thought was supposed to be done. These are people that are whiners. These are people that are complainers. These are people that don't want to use the gift that was given to them, a very precious gift, which is a remarkable thing called a brain and a mind, because they don't want to grow. But I thought that that was a really interesting thing, how people want to be able to blame somebody else to do something. I'm of the mindset, if it's wrong and if it's not working, let's make a change and let's do something that works. I'm not of a mind that, oh, okay, well, that's what we've been doing. That's not somebody that's being a leader. That's not somebody that's thinking with their brain. That's somebody that's looking for an excuse out. Most people don't think. Ladies and gentlemen, again, stop going home vegetating and staring at a TV. Stop listening to everything that everybody tells you without doing some investigation to see if what they're telling you even treads water. Don't be a puppet. Don't think that not thinking is going to get you through life. Don't be one of those people that works 20, 30 years and then retires and doesn't have anything to do because you never had a life, because you never lived. Be a person that's constantly growing, constantly developing, constantly reading. Turn your car into a mobile, not institution, but place of education, all right? Stop listening to the same old music. Stop hanging out with the same old people. Look for things that are going to enhance you and yours and give to you and yours. Give with no expectation of receiving, and receive with grace and gratitude. And understand that there are people that have sacrificed their entire lives that you don't even know for you. So, again, tribe and individual, be an individual, be smart, use your brain, find yourself some mentors, find yourself some success partners, partner up with people that can help you and you can help them. Try to do the best that you can do. If you can't make it, then say you can't make it. If you can't do it, be upfront about it. Be a person of character, do not be a character. Do the things that are going to lay the foundation for greatness to come upon you. The things that are going to help greatness to come upon you. Like Zig Ziglar said, help as many people as you can, because guess what? If you help enough people get what they want, you'll get what you want. And in the meantime, you'll learn a precious gift, and you'll also have people that you'll be able to depend on for all your days, and people that you can depend on to help the people that you want to help. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. I want to thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in, and please continue to listen to the show and share it with any and everybody that you think can get that we share. All right? And also, in the upper left-hand corner of the show, please click like and follow our show. We continue to grow. We're in the thousands of people that listen to our show now, and we're constantly growing, not only here in the United States, but also abroad, as in Israel and the UK and Canada. And I want to I want to thank everybody for continuing to listen to The Zurian Show. This is Zurian. Take care, be well, and until next week, I hope to talk with you again. Take care.